This is Twit.
Looking at this, it looks like it's kind of what you'd expect, and an improvement. I like the idea of both having a start menu and some tiles in there. Mm-hmm. That doesn't bother me. I know it bothers some people, but...
Well, but that's the point. You know, you mix and match these things. So I actually think segregating the tiles from that list on the left is a little strange. I'm curious to see how that works out in real life, but, you know...
It almost feels like an ad banner, kind of. I mean, it's just sitting there.
Yep. Yeah, it's so busy that you might just ignore it. You know,
right.
But, you know, the ability to mix and match applications and mobile apps on the desktop in floating windows side by side, you know, a very native experience is really just a continuation of something they started way back in, I want to say Windows 7, where that version of Internet Explorer, you could pin web apps to the taskbar and use them side by side with normal Windows applications very naturally. And adding Metro apps, you know, those modern apps to that scheme, I think, is really smart.
Yeah.
And
as long as I can control what's there,
it lets people use them, you know, in ways that make sense. So,
plus, before we heard a leak saying this start menu would be the way that, like a replacement almost for the start screen, right?
And that's not what we see here.
No, and so I wonder if this is something, you know, that we're just seeing half of the picture. Kind of.
Or, you know, it may just work out that this is the easy way to do it, right? I mean, and who knows, maybe we'll hear how that all came about. But what Mary Jo's alluding to is that right now in this build, you can flip a switch somewhere and go back to the old start screen if you want.
Oh.
Now, we don't know what this looks like on a tablet. This thing's running in a VM. So what you're seeing is a super desktop-oriented experience. Right. Yeah. You know, we know in Windows 8.1 today that your computer will boot up to the desktop if you have a traditional type of computer with a keyboard, and it will boot up to the start screen if you have a tablet. And so maybe it's possible that type of thing will still occur in Windows 9, and you'll see a more tablet-y, touch-based UI that will have some sort of charms thing going on that you don't see here, because the charms in this build are attached to each modern window.
And there's the Windows 8 UI still there.
Yeah. Now, see, these guys don't ever show you, like, do they ever try to go enable the charms?
I don't know. Yeah. But, I mean, you could.
Yeah, I don't think they do. I mean, I look at this and a bunch of questions come to my mind immediately, but I can't, you know, I need to have the.
Here's a Metro app shown as windowed.
And it ran windowed even though we launched it from the start menu.
Right.
Start screen, sorry. So that suggests either something major has changed or it's doing something smart and saying, well, you're doing this from a desktop computer.
Right, so we'll give you a desktop. Yeah.
So we give you the desktop window, who knows? There's probably interfaces to control that, too. You know, we don't see everything.
Right. Hmm. Well, so what's the general reaction to this video, these leaks?
Resignment, Leo.
It depends who you are. If you're a power user, you're like, ugh. Right. Like, I don't need all this stuff. I already figured Windows 8 out. That's what a lot of them are saying.
Right.
If you're an enterprise user, this is probably like, finally, this looks like something I might use. Huh.